Becker from the Playing for Change band, and I would like to play this next song in the honor of the great Martin Luther King, the great defender of our equal rights.
McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today, the scripture reading is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, reading from the NIV. Hear the word of the Lord. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The word of the Lord. February is Black History Month. This podcast will focus on elements of Black History Month. It was Carter G. Woodson who, in 1926, proposed designating a time to honor African Americans and lift up awareness of Black history. Now, the month of February was chosen because both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass were both born during the second week of the month. Lincoln was instrumental in emancipating the slaves. Douglass was a former slave and was an outstanding leader in the abolitionist movement, which fought to end slavery. In this podcast, a profile of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be given. On January 15, 1929, he was born to Martin Luther King Sr. and Mrs. Alberta Williams King. As a youngster, he attended Atlanta Public Schools, the David T. Howard Elementary School, and then he attended the Booker T. Washington High School. There he was a quarterback on the football team, and he graduated at age 15. And at age 15, he was admitted to Morehouse College. Upon completing studies and graduating from Morehouse, he entered Crozer Theological Seminary, and he was ordained into the Baptist ministry at the age of 19. Reverend King undertook graduate studies at Boston University. He married Coretta Scott in 1953 and settled in Montgomery, Alabama. Into this union were born Martin Luther King III, Yolanda King, Dexter King, and Bernice King. Dr. King received a doctorate of philosophy in systematic theology from Boston University, Boston, Massachusetts, on June 5, 1955. Now, that same year, he joined the Montgomery bus boycott after Rosa Parks was arrested and was elected president of the Montgomery Improvement Association and was made the official spokesperson for the boycott. Reverend King formed the Southern Christian Leadership Conference to fight segregation and achieve civil rights. His first book was published in 1958, and that book was entitled Stride Toward Freedom. He was nearly killed when stabbed by an attacker during a speaking tour in Harlem. He met with President Eisenhower, Roy Wilkins, A. Philip Randolph, and Lester Grange on problems that were affecting Black Americans specifically. Then in 1959, he visited India to study Mohandas Gandhi's philosophy of nonviolence so that he could concentrate full-time on civil rights matters. He resigned as pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. However, in 1960, he became co-pastor with his father at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. King was arrested during a sit-in in Atlanta while waiting to be served, and he was sentenced to serve 4 months in jail. But due to the interventions of John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, he was released. In 1960, as an influence of Dr. King's work, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee was founded to coordinate protests at Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina. Because of Dr. King and the Freedom Riders, the Interstate Commerce Commission banned segregation in interstate travel. Dr. King was jailed several times during his endeavors for civil rights. Other noteworthy activities of Dr. King are as follows. The Birmingham Campaign. His famous letter from a Birmingham jail. A freedom walk in Detroit where he led 125,000 people. Then there was the March on Washington where nearly 250,000 people attended, and Dr. King's famous speech was made, the one entitled I Have a Dream speech. January 3rd, 1964, Dr. King appeared on the cover of Time magazine as its Man of the Year. He attended the signing of the Civil Rights Act in 1964 at the White House, and that took place on July 2nd. Now, the first hurtful experience imposed by blacks was when he was stoned by black Muslims in Harlem. King was the youngest to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize on December 10, 1964. At that time, he was only 35 years old. After the Voting Rights Act became law, Dr. King turned to socioeconomic problems. He addressed the Chicago slum tenement and living conditions of the poor. He marched against fear through the South. He campaigned to end discrimination in housing, employment, and schools in Chicago. He announced in 1967 the Poor People's Campaign, which focused on jobs and freedom for the poor of all races. At sunset on April 4th, 1968, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. sustained a fatal gunshot while standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. It was reported that there were riots, catastrophes, and disasters in 130 cities in America. There were 20,000 arrests reported. Dr. King's funeral was an international event. Congress passed the Open Housing Act within a week of Dr. King's assassination. On November 2, 1986, a national holiday was proclaimed in Reverend Dr. King's honor. The closing song is entitled, We Shall Overcome by the Morehouse Glee Club.
Thank you. You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.